My name is Harry Thurston. I'm going to read from my newest collection of poems, which is called Broken Vessel, 35 Days in the Desert, published by Gaspro Press in March 2007. These poems were actually written in January and February of 2000 when I was spending time in the Dakhla Oasis in Egypt's western desert. Began as an exercise to write one poem a day while I was there, and I've collected them here, untitled, simply under numerals. This is number 2. The desert is a broken vessel, its sherds scattered on the thirsty ground. They clatter underfoot until, blasted into oblivion, become the desert again. Unbroken. Now I'm going to read a series of poems, 4 poems, which all are taken from a Roman age city which was buried in sand in the 4th century AD. When the desert swept through our door, a foreigner like a Libyan from the north, we salvaged all wood, lintel, jamb, and threshold, but left our accounts to be gathered by the wind, by the desert rats, and moved before this invisible invader, while the sands rose to the rooftop of our beloved home. Sand conquers everything, the grand house with its domes, pendentives, and frescoes, Aphrodite's adultery, Ulysses' homecoming, the stone temples of the pagan gods, the fort and its vanished legions, even the dead whose bones slip from their vaults to whiten in the sun. My name was accorded the respect due my high station. At the entrance to my tomb were chiseled governor, overseer, chief accountant. Offerings of myrtle and rosemary were made to the gods. Now the exhortations on my behalf in Greek, the lingua franca, are broken. The blood, sacred feast, guarding, indecipherable, the syntax lost as the city itself, once my proud domain. Caesar, you believed you could push back the desert borders like legions crossing a battle line where the yellow earth meets the sear blue. But the infinite horizons mocked your imperial ambitions, measured in mere strides and drachmas. I'll read a couple more poems. One about the oasis. It actually appears, this oasis where these poems are set, actually appears in Herodotus's The Histories as Island of the Blessed. The oasis is an island of the blessed, the shade of acacia, the green ear of wheat, the pure eye of the spring, the song of the tree sparrow, zirzura, 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 the dream of women bending in the ripening fields, attended by the immaculate egret. At day's end, there is comfort in the garden, among the olives, the lemons and oranges, night wind in the date palms, doves fanning their wings against the dusty fronds, murmuring their prayers as the sun flares briefly in the west. I'm going to finish with the last 2 poems in this series. What man has buried, the wind resurrects. What time has separated, the wind brings together the dead and the living. We need things that cannot be found. If they do not exist, all the better. Zerzura, the lost oasis of the little birds, calling to us sweetly as the desert lark.